moms everywhere, and it is mostly moms, are telling us these stories. After a while, the stories start to sound familiar. They are frustrated, exhausted, and angry. They can't get effective treatments. They feel let down by their doctors, who, in fact, are often equally frustrated. Parents load their kids up with antibiotics only to learn that these are probably damaging their children's guts. One can imagine the confusion this produces. These moms feel helpless. And then they discover there are alternatives. When they finally meet a doctor who is willing to try something new, these moms are usually ready to try just about anything. Sometimes what they find out, often to their surprise, is that their kids' issues start, and many end, with the simplest medicine of all, food. Sean, another patient whose mother we interviewed, had a similar story. He was a 3-year-old with eczema over most of his body. He wasn't eating well. His mother, Irene, described the feeling she had when she realized that she hadn't had to buy Sean new clothes in over a year. "You know," she said, "on top of the eczema over nearly his whole body, I realized we did not need to buy clothes, and I thought, that's not good. It's not good when your child is not growing." Sean was 3, but he was wearing clothes for an 18-month-old. Irene said, "You could put your fingers around his upper arm." She demonstrated by touching her thumb to her forefinger in a small circle. Irene had a hard time telling the story without getting emotional. "It was terrifying," she said, "to have a kid who was sick and to feel so helpless about it. I went to the pediatrician and I said, 'Oh my gosh, what can I do?' And to her surprise, her regular pediatrician said, 'Oh, that's not bad eczema. We can put some steroids on it.'" Irene continued, "I mean, he was covered from head to toe in a rash, and he says, 'That's not bad?'" Irene described going to buy the Costco-sized tube of steroids for her son. She went home and started thinking about how skin is the body's largest organ. And even though her husband also had eczema, it seemed tragic to have to use the steroids on her 3-year-old. She was infuriated that her physician had tried to minimize his symptoms by saying, "That's not bad eczema. He's fine. He's just fine.